This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More rescuers and volunteers were deployed Wednesday in devastated areas of Indonesia's main island of Java to search for the dead and missing from the earthquake that killed at least 268. With many missing, some remote areas still unreachable, and more than 1,000 people injured in the 5.6 magnitude quake, the death toll was likely to rise. Hospitals near the epicenter of the densely populated island were already overwhelmed, and patients hooked up to IV drips lay on stretchers and caused tents set up outside awaiting further treatment. More than 12,000 Army personnel were deployed Wednesday to increase the strength of the search efforts. Two blasts went off near bus stops in Jerusalem, and killing one person and injuring at least 18 in what police were suspected attacks by Palestinians. The first explosion occurred near a bus stop on the city of the edge of the city, where the commuters actually crowd waiting for the buses. The second went off in Ramat settlement in the city's north. Police said one person died from their wounds and at least three were seriously wounded in the blast. The parent attacks came as Israeli-Palestinian tensions are high. This follows months of Israeli raids in the occupied West Bank, prompted by a spate of deadly attacks against Israelis that killed 19 people. There's been an uptick in recent weeks in Palestinian attacks. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The influential sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has threatened the United States as Washington pushes for U.S. condemnation or U.N. condemnation of the North's recent missile test. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Kim Yo-jong, who's widely considered the North's second most powerful person after her brother, has lambasted the U.S. for issuing what she called a disgusting joint statement together with such rebels as Britain, France, Australia, Japan and South Korea. She warns the U.S. would face a more fatal security crisis. Jong's opinions come hours after Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield told an emergency meeting of the U.N. Security Council that the U.S. will circulate a proposed presidential statement condemning the North's banned missile launches and other destabilizing activities. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukrainians could face rolling blackouts from now through March in frigid, snowy weather because Russian airstrikes have caused colossal damage to the power grid, according to officials. The COP authorities are urging people to stock up on supplies and evacuate hard-hit areas. VOA Flashpoint Ukraine contributor Anna Shinakova tells us that there are a lot of Ukrainians who are relieved that a search has occurred. Ukraine's counterintelligence service, police officers, and the country's National Guard actually did the search on Tuesday.
What we can say for sure is that this charge was backed by people who were confirmed and were announced as collaborators in Ukraine. For instance, Mr. Medvedchuk was supporting this charge very actively during his time in Ukraine and his political career in Ukraine. Now we know that Mr. Medvedchuk, he was arrested at the beginning of full-scale invasion, and he is now exchanged for 200 Ukrainian soldiers. Mr. Medvedchuk, particularly, he is famous for his Russian connections, particularly connections with President Putin, and he was the one responsible for a lot of collaboration actions, and this was already confirmed by Ukrainian security services. And a lot of more people have connection to this charge.
VOA Flashpoint Ukraine contributor Anna Shinakova. There is more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.